Apple is a company with an enormous amount of cash burning a hole in its pocket, and there are reports now that Apple has gone shopping. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Apple is not a company that has bought its way to success through big acquisitions, but today there's a word of a change in strategy. Several published reports today, starting in the Financial Times, suggest Apple's about to buy Beats, the headphones and music streaming company. Beats was founded by record producer Jimmy Iovine and rapper Dr. Dre. Michael Levin is with the Consumer Intelligence Research Partners.
Apple made a bet on music that may not necessarily be the right bet. They bet that customers would want to buy music for 99-cent increments. And as it turns out, customer behavior, and again, this is where our survey data has been, you know, very revealing. Survey data shows that customers are much more interested in streaming their music and getting into more interesting deals. So Apple actually was trying to kind of automate or trying to, you know, do the online version of buying a 45 or buying an old, you know, a single song. And that didn't work out for them.
The reported purchase price for Beats, $3.2 billion.
There's sort of the coolness gap. Apple may be sensing that it's losing some of the buzz that it had a few years ago, and they're going to try to buy that buzz back. The other would probably have to do with Beats streaming music service. They have a competing music service to Spotify and Apple's own streaming music service, which is iTunes Radio. In particular, Apple is way behind in streaming music. So they may be trying to, you know, fill in some of their streaming music gap by acquiring, you know, what is admittedly a cool brand.
Apple stock is down 0.4% in pre-market trading this morning. It is time for stirring words from the podium to people in caps and gowns. For instance, the Veep, Joe Biden, is doing the University of South Carolina today. What comes next for graduates may be a little less stirring, the job hunt, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
My name is Eileen Kanengeiser, and I'm a political science and Spanish major. And I have no idea what I'm doing after college.
Probably not what this University of Portland student's career counselor wants to hear, but an uncomfortable reality for a lot of this year's graduates.
The class of 2014 is a little bit better off than the few classes who came before.
But not that much, says Alyssa Davis of the Economic Policy Institute. Employers do plan to hire more than last year. But compared to before the recession, wages are down, part-time and unskilled work is way up for recent college grads. Catherine Lavelle at management consulting firm Accenture says at least students these days are picking majors and internships with job prospects in mind.
They've done their homework, they understand the marketplace they're in, and they're ready to tackle it.
Still, says Lavelle, they think they'll get bigger paychecks and more training than employers are actually offering these days. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The World Economic Forum for Africa wraps up in Abuja, Nigeria today. Energy production was a central theme, which is the frame for today's Marketplace Morning Report quiz. In the role of quiz master, Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief at The Globalist. Good to see you, Stefan.
Good morning, David.
All right, where do you go?
Well, I want to power you up in our audience. The question is sizing up Nigeria's energy needs and comparing that to Americans. How much electricity does the average Nigerian use all year long compared to an American? Would that be an AC running in the U.S. all year long, a refrigerator, a microwave oven, or a coffee maker?
It's a human being with energy needs, a coffee maker.
No, they're more powerful than that. By the way, the average American uses 13,000 kilowatt hours per year. That's quite a bit, whereas the coffee maker only uses 70 kilowatt hours per year. So you're at the level of where the Ethiopians, Liberians, and so on are, very low.
All right. So the outer end of the scale is going to be the air conditioning
window
unit.
Window AC unit.
The window AC unit. So it's not that. What were the other choices?
Refrigerator or microwave?
Microwave oven.
You're a brilliant man. A microwave oven consumes 135 kilowatt hours per year. That is 1/100 of the U.S. usage. For the fifth most populous country in the world, that is very little. And we forget how important it is. We take this for granted. It's 13,000 kilowatt hours per American. But without refrigeration, you know, it's not just time-saving, money-saving, but it's life-saving. Food goes less to waste, better nutrition by keeping food fresh. Health clinics, most basically in Africa, need to keep a lot of their medication at cool temperatures. So this just shows how uneven the world is.
With the hope that the new electricity that's needed is generated in a way that is sustainable for the Earth. Stefan Richter, you can follow him on Twitter at The Globalist and via theglobalist.com. Stefan, thank you.
You're welcome.
And Stanford Business School researchers find that eating a nice meal while negotiating can help in tough competitive negotiations, but eating while negotiating does not help when the people are already pals and the goal is not to win but to cooperate. In a related article, Psychology Today has a piece on how low blood sugar crankiness can wreck a marriage. I know a couple who used to carry around chocolate bars. At 4 p.m., when one or the other said something obnoxious, the recipient would pull out the chocolate and say, "I'm not talking to you until you eat this." I lost touch, so I can't tell you if they're still married. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.